I wanted to bring this up. I remember this game fondly. This popped up on my social media, and I can't believe it's been this long. But it was on this date in 1984, April 27th, 1984, that a classic moment happened in Detroit sports history that did not involve the Detroit Tigers. Charlie, please.
26 seconds left. Pistons trying to dig it out. They're down three. Inbound pass to Lambeer on top by Isaiah. Three-pointer.
Oh!
We got 14-114. Isaiah and Kelly embracing at midcourt before a thunderous ovation at the Joe Louis Arena.
At the Joe Louis Arena. That's right. You heard George Blaha correctly there. I think that the Pistons had to play this playoff game against the New York Knicks. Game 5 is a series deciding game 5. They had to play that game because I believe there's a monster truck rally happening at the Silverdome, if my memory serves correct. So they had to play this game. Isaiah Thomas, you just heard, hit a game-tying three-pointer near the end of regulation, capped off an amazing 16 points in 91 seconds from Thomas, a forced overtime. However, the Knicks and Bernard King would go on to win that game in overtime, but still a sports legend, you could say, was pretty much solidified with that game, and that being, of course, Isaiah Thomas. It was one of the greatest single player performances I'd ever witnessed in my life. Still, I think to this day, just because of that, he scored 16 points in 91 seconds. And that really, I think, is that game. Even though they lost that game, I think that's, yes, the Tigers are the Tigers in 1984, of course, happened there. But he elevated the Pistons, I think, to that level of fandom that would be enjoyed throughout the 80s.
When was the Bad Boy era?
That would start about 3 years later. Would start 3 years later. Yep. But it was because of that game. That's where the Pistons were starting to become a force. And led by Isaiah Thomas, Bill Laimbeer was part of that team. Chuck Daly was the head coach.
And I love hearing the name. He embraced
Kelly Trepuka. Yes.
I love Kelly Trepuka. I just love the name.
Yeah, he was great. Yes. And, of course, he would get traded for Adrian Dantley. And that's that would help Detroit pretty much go and win that first title in 1989. But still, I remember watching that game, gentlemen, in my childhood bedroom. With my brother, we were sitting close to the 13-inch black and white television because my mother would not let us watch the game on the living room TV. She, of course, had some, I don't know, old movie to watch. So we had to watch the game on a 13-inch black and white TV.
April 1984. What was big to have to watch on TV at that time?
I don't know. She was probably watching. No, like I said, she was probably watching some old movie, and that's how we looked at it.
You go in your room and watch
soap operas.
Right. Watch that basketball game.
So it was still one of my favorite early moments there as a Detroit sports fan. And, of course, that's the thing. I think that gets lost is that happened in 1984. Of course, that's when the Tigers would just take over from there, and they would own all of the sports headlines in the state of Michigan for that year.
You poor spoiled thing, you had to watch a 13-inch black and white TV.
Yeah, that was horrible.
In my house, when I grew up, it was a question of which radio did I get.
There was no TV.
Right.
Actually, we actually were lucky. We had TV from the late 40s. My dad bought an early RCA console set, 12-inch black and white. You know, the console was four times bigger than the screen.
Took up the living room.
And and there were three channels at the time in New York, and they expanded after that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because we were in my room because we could get Channel 50, if you remember, Charlie. You could get that on regular TV. My mom wanted the cable. In the living room.
The early cable.
Art, do you remember the day when you could pull the channel selector out of the TV set and clean off the contacts and put it back in?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They were very simple back then.
Yeah, well, we can all remember the day we actually had to get up and change the channel.
Yeah, I recall. Yeah,
you were the remote control.
That was called remote control. Long arm was remote control.
Remote control was the kid that mom and dad said, hey, get up and change the channel.
Or you had to get up and rotate the rabbit ears.
Oh, yes. I don't mind sharing this. I used to break the law as a kid. with those early cable boxes, you know, with the button presses.
Oh, did you?
I knew how to get past sports for free.
Oh, so that was legendary.
And in fact, my entire family said, "Let Pat do it," and I got the toothpick. You put it in the HBO channel slot, and then you would hit channel 14 a little bit, and you just had to get it up perfectly, and boom, right there. We could watch Tiger games for free.
All right. If we're doing confessions, I used to sneak into Yankee Stadium.
Whoa!
As a kid.
Well, I have a confession here. My wife says I helped my dad change the tubes in the TV.
Wow.
Periodically, you change tubes.
That was mandatory. That wasn't a confession. That's the word.